Five Times Barry Saw Iris Naked by Nimaird. Read by Bessie Boo. 1. When Barry is 14, he walks in on Iris in the shower. She has, for some reason, forgotten to lock the bathroom door, and he has earbuds in, doesn't hear the water running. A perfect, humiliating storm ensues. She screams, he screams, she exits the shower in a flail of wet, naked limbs, grabbing frantically for a towel, and he exits the bathroom at a blind run, straight into the open door of the linen closet. The skin over his left eyebrow splits open, and a deep, bruising pain sears his forehead. He finds himself on his back, blood trickling in his eyes and onto the carpet, Iris standing over him in a towel, asking if he's okay. He's not okay. He has to be taken to the ER, receives 3 stitches for his trouble, and can't look Iris in the eye for the next week. She had boobs. And okay, he kind of knew she had boobs already. He's, you know, seen her around the house, wearing t-shirts and blouses that sort of strain now in ways that they didn't 6 months ago, ways he's both fascinated and horrified by. And also he's had to get used to her bras of a sort she also definitely didn't have 6 months ago, in the dryer with his boxers, and how that whole idea of their underwear touching makes him feel a whole load of weird all over, and he isn't sure exactly why, except that he's been having these dreams about her lately that are just, wow. And she had hair in her, you know, area, which he absolutely attempted to avoid looking at. He doesn't even have hair, for God's sake. He checks fairly regularly, but actually, it'll be another year before anything truly like puberty happens to Barry Allen. 2. The next time is really only a glimpse. It's their last summer before college, and they're road tripping down to Atlanta to visit some obscure West relations, sharing a motel room, twin beds, with Joe across the hall. Normally, Iris would be the one with her own room, but Joe has a cold that's been making him snore like a dying elephant, and Iris insists she doesn't mind sharing with Barry, so Iris is changing into her pajamas in the bathroom, but the catch on the door is kind of faulty, so it keeps clicking open, hanging ajar. It only really reveals a sliver of the bathroom, a slice of the mirror. Not the shower or the toilet or anything that would make it weird, though, so by their second hour in the room, they both give it up wedging the damn thing closed. It makes it easier to talk while they get ready for bed. Barry lounges on his assigned bed and glances up from the TV. He's commentating some hilariously god-awful infomercial to Iris. And he sees her bareback pass by the bathroom door and realizes she's probably naked in there, and suddenly he can't breathe. She has the most beautiful back he's ever seen, though. He catches the slight curve of her hip a moment later and feels dirty for even looking, spying, even though she knows the door's open. But she's Iris, and she's so beautiful, and he's just kind of transfixed by the hint of her shoulder blades. Years later, on their honeymoon, actually, she tells him that she knew he was watching, let him watch, stood still in the bathroom and kind of listened to him watching her. She thought about the strange, prickling sensation that it gave her, to feel like they were colluding on this one moment they shouldn't have been sharing, 10 feet and one slightly open door apart from each other. I had this weird moment where I wanted to just walk out of the bathroom naked to see what you'd do. That idea is kind of glorious, actually. Oh my God, why didn't you? I don't know. I was scared, I guess.
Of me?
No, just in general. I was still a virgin. I'd been thinking about it a lot at the time. I wasn't sure what I was doing with my sexuality, with my body. I was just trying to figure stuff out. And I kind of wanted you, but I didn't want to want you. And I kept thinking about how maybe losing my virginity to you wouldn't be scary. But also it would have been, I don't know. The thought of sleeping with you just opened up something in my head that I wasn't ready to explore. Barry thinks for a moment about that and decides to ask her about it later. What would you have done if I'd come out of there naked?
Fainted.
She laughs into his shoulder, but he's not really kidding. 3. The next time there is no blood or screaming, there's no faulty motel bathroom door, and it's not an accident, all of which are good things. It's also all really uncharacteristically quiet. They've totally stopped talking for like a minute now. just trading shallow breaths and skirting fingers over thin layers of clothing and exposed patches of soft skin, daring each other, waiting perilously, perched on the very edge of this whatever it is. And Barry feels sick, mostly because Iris is in his lap, taking her top off, and he's touching her with hands that won't stop shaking. And her lace bra doesn't really cover anything, and he can see her nipples through it, and they're hard and dark and somehow vulnerable and adorable, and simultaneously, he's also having inconveniently vivid recollections about that time he cracked his head off the linen closet door. He still has a faint scar just over one eyebrow, which she kisses a moment later, and he realizes she might be thinking about that whole awful shower incident, too, and this isn't doing anything for his nerves. They're not really a pet name type couple, not in public, but she calls him baby for the first time that night, softly, sweetly, as she pulls him into her and he mumbles her name against her neck. She whispers, "Okay, baby, oh God," and he nearly comes right there. In the morning, he pulls the covers back off the bed so he can look at her, just look. She is so beautiful without her clothes there, amongst the crumpled sheets. And when she yawns and blinks and wakes up and smiles at him, he has a flash, ha, of all the ways in which he absolutely doesn't deserve this moment and feels incredible, ridiculous gratitude. Then she smacks him in the face with a pillow. "I'm cold, you jerk! Sorry, sorry." He pulls the bedclothes back up over them again, kisses her goosebumps better. 4. She holds out one arm to him, and he slides down onto her body, explores every inch of her with his mouth, with his tongue. He's working out this whole vibration situation. It gets better every time they try it. She's so impossibly perfect. He likes her collarbones and her belly button. He likes the little mole on her left hip and the birthmark, a patch of slightly darker skin in the shape of maybe an upside-down map of Texas, just under one of her shoulder blades. He likes the silvery stretch marks just visible on her hips, though she gets self-conscious and bats his hands away when he grazes his fingertips over them. "Why do you like those so much? They're gross. Stop it." "Nothing about you is gross. You're perfect. All of you. All of this is perfect." He plants little kisses on her thighs, on her stretch marks, careful, reverent. She's propped herself up on her elbows to look at him, her expression momentarily unreadable. The only light in the room, his room, in his tiny studio, is from the streetlights outside and the occasional passing car throwing bright white against the wall. And abruptly she sits up and turns on the bedside lamp, flooding the room with honey yellow, making him blink and screw up his eyes. It's only really the third week of their official relationship, which he knows because the 1 month anniversary is next week and he'd been trying to decide whether he should bring that up, whether getting her something. Something nice, you know, small, but personal, not too flashy, but meaningful, somehow, would seem romantic, or whether it'd be kind of weird or needy or pathetic. Point is, they haven't totally found their comfort zone yet. They're working their way towards it rapidly, but the first fresh flush of this has started to wear off, and the reality is setting in, and reality can be scary sometimes. There's a lot between them already. So much that taking it all in at once would be paralyzing. So they're careful. He hasn't said, "I love you," since his first tumbling, desperate confession. She hasn't raised it. Still, it comes out in other ways, and there it is, between them, on the bed now, as Iris draws her knees up to her chest and looks at him over the top of her legs and smiles this small, hesitant little smile. "You really mean that, huh?" "Yeah, of course he does." She smiles again in that small, hesitant way. Not an expression she uses often. It's a vulnerable look, one she will only ever use in private with him, the way she'll keep calling him baby, when it's just them together. That word is just for him, that look is just for him. "You're not so bad yourself, you know that?" She reaches for him, and he crawls up the bed to kiss her. "Oh yeah, I'm a god. You're a lucky woman." She giggles and he feigns offense, and she kisses him again, pulling him on top of her. They finish having sex with the lights on. 5. She pulls off her dress, and maybe it's just the angle or something, maybe because she's been away for 10 days and he hasn't really seen her in that time, but wow, she looks pregnant.
incredible and pregnant. Well, he knew she was pregnant. She's 4 months along. She spent 6 weeks puking every hour of every day, and her breast went up 2 cup sizes in a month. There was no mistaking that she was pregnant. But she didn't have that much of a bump, he could swear. It was kind of there. She was dressing around it, lots of loose, flowing tops, which mostly hid any change. And he'd run his hands over her abdomen and feel the difference, look at her sideways and see the hint of it, but visually it wasn't that pronounced. Now, though, well, yeah, wow. There's definitely a fetus in here, huh? Iris grabs his hand to place it against where she's round and swollen. In 2 weeks, they're going for an ultrasound where it will turn out there's actually more than one fetus in there, which kind of explains where the belly's coming from so quickly. But neither of them know that yet. Barry is sitting on the edge of their bed, and she nudges his knees apart to stand between them, not wearing anything, unselfconscious. Barry lays his forehead against her breasts, also kind of swollen, he notices, and cradles her abdomen with his hands and feels like this is something holy. How does it feel? Kind of big. As she talks, she's running her fingers absently through his hair, tweaking his ears. Been noticing it a lot more the last few days. I think I popped. Yeah. He grazes his fingers over her navel, glances up at her, wondering and warm. It's incredible. You're incredible. Don't get soft on me, baby. She tips his chin back to look at him, her eyes bright. Well, it is, and you are. She feels her smile against his mouth when she kisses him. I think I felt it moving the other day, but I don't know. Wait, seriously? I think maybe. She shrugs, goes back to petting him. The books say not to expect movement for another couple weeks, but pretty sure I felt something, you know? Either way, I bet it'll start really kicking soon. You reckon? Mm-hmm. Mother's intuition. Can you have that already? Well, I gotta have something to compensate for the lack of caffeine and cocktails and sushi. Barry grins, still wondering, then leans down and plants a kiss just above her belly button, begins to trail his mouth up towards her breasts. When he slips one gentle hand between her legs, catches at one of her nipples with his teeth, he feels Iris exhale softly, cradling the back of his head with her hands. The end. This is made for DePatty for ITPE 2016. Thank you so much for all of the work that you have done for us, for ITPE over the years, Patty, creating archive pages and doing beta work and cover art and just all the stuff that you've done. Just thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it. Happy ITPE. Hope you like it.